Life doesn't happen bi-weekly, so why should payday? The money you earn can be in your hands today with Earn In. Earn In is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. Just download the Earn In app and verify your paycheck. Then access up to $100 a day as you work and leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. I'm headed on a trip to Aruba, so I had to go on a huge shopping spree for all new summer clothes, so I know that's exactly how I would use the money I got from Earn In. So make Earn In a part of your financial routine and join Earn In's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, "When I think about Earn In, I think about financial stability, security. It gives me a lot of peace of mind." Download Earn In today, spelled EARNIN, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earn In app, type in "For the Girls" under podcast when you sign up. It'll really help the show. For the Girls under podcast. Earn In is a financial technology company, not a bank. Subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. A few years ago, I got the idea that I wanted my own brand for women to sell women's clothing and lingerie, but I had no idea where to get started. But then I found Shopify. Shopify is your no excuses business partner. Sell without needing to code or design. Just bring your best ideas and Shopify will help you open up shop. One of the biggest obstacles for a first-time shop owner like me is having no e-commerce experience, but Shopify simplified everything so much that the site has become the least of my worries. From the graphic design aspect to making customer service super easy on my end, there's nothing you can't do. They give you everything you need to take control of your business, even as a beginner. Sign up now for a $1 per month trial at shopify.com/forthegirls, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/forthegirls now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/forthegirls.
Settling is not an option for me.
Everything I desire is already mine.
What if you can have it all? Because every day is for the girls.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of For the Girls. I'm your host, Victoria Alario. And today, we're talking about dating. More specifically, how women should be viewing dating. That whole dating or talking phase before you get into a relationship, before you become exclusive. That period when you're dating around, when you're meeting other people, when you're going on 1, 2, 3 dates with somebody, that's what we're going to talk about today. One problem that I think a lot of girls face in dating is romanticizing the situation, liking a guy so quick before he even truly shows you who he is, getting attached really early on, really hoping that this is the guy. So then they start latching on to the potential of what could be. They start romanticizing or imagining their life with this guy. They're seeing themselves with this guy. When the truth is, your mindset around this phase of dating before you are exclusive should be about nothing more than collecting data. That's it. It should be a moment where you are just analyzing this person to see if they are the right match for you, if you are the right fit. It's paying attention to your compatibility. It's paying attention to his characteristics, the way that he treats you, the way that he talks, not only the way that he talks to you, but the way that he talks about things. Do you view life similarly? Like, will you be able to build a life with this person? And you should be paying attention to green flags, red flags, not ignoring your gut, not ignoring your intuition. What happens a lot in this stage of dating is that women value attention more than anything else. So they value the fact that this man is texting them or this man is calling them rather than putting the value in his morals, his character, how he actually makes you feel. Because there's a big difference between how somebody makes you feel versus how you feel about them based on the surface. He's funny, he's cute, he's charming, He's nice. He's sweet. I like his lifestyle. I like his friends. I like his vibe. You can like somebody based on those things, but that's not going to be what gets you far. The way that you feel about somebody should be developed based on how they actually make you feel. So this is all data that you should be collecting. It's evidence that's building their case around who they are. This is why it's really important to know what you're looking for and to have your lists and to be really intentional about dating and really intentional about vetting and asking questions and paying attention to certain things, because otherwise you go into dating hoping that they like you. You want to leave a good first impression, which is important. Of course, you do want to do that, but you might put so much weight on like them liking you and them picking you, because of course that's the norm, is like the men ask you out, or the men ask to progress with you, or the man is the one who asks you to be his girlfriend rather than the other way around. So I think we get in our head about being the one to be picked. Everybody wants to be picked. Whereas if you date intentionally and you date with that mindset of like, I'm here to collect data, I'm here to build my case, to, you know, build the evidence on who you are as a person, then your mindset in dating is show me who you are and I'll tell you if it's what I'm looking for, rather than hoping that they like you, rather than instead of getting like worried just because you didn't hear from them for a few hours, like, oh my God, is he ghosting me? Oh my God, like, does he like me? Does he not like me? You won't get so hung up on those things, because instead you're going to pay attention to those actions. You're going to pay attention to his communication styles. You're going to pay attention to where he lacks or what he does right. Like I said, the green flags, the red flags. And that's when you can say, based on the data I'm collecting, is this what I'm looking for or is it not? Not sitting here worrying about being the one that he picks. Not sitting here worrying about, I got to make sure I say and do the right thing. I don't want to mess this up. I don't want to do too much, or I don't want to not do enough. Like, you're not going to be worried about those things. You're not going to be sitting here worried like, does he like me? Does he like me? Because you're going to be more focused on dating intentionally, which means, do I like him? And I mentioned red flags, and I really want to emphasize this and highlight this, because red flags are really important to pay attention to. And guess what? Red flags can't be hidden, at least not for long. Maybe on day one, you know, maybe in the very early stages they can, if somebody is just like showing you their representative, showing you who they want to be, showing you, you know, the version that they want to impress you with. However, down the line, people always show you their true colors. People always, you know, just the red flags reveal themselves. Like, let's just put it that way. And I think that for a lot of women, especially women who are single for long periods of time, we get told to just like give somebody a chance, or we get told you're looking for too much, you're asking for too much, like, oh, you're worried about the wrong things. Like, we really get put down when it comes to red flags that stand out to us, because everyone just wants to see us in a relationship and they make you feel like you're overreacting or like it's being blown out of proportion. But the truth is, to you, it triggered something, right? Like, it didn't make you feel good. Like, there's a reason why this flag, you know, is burning red and waving right in front of your face, because it's a signal. Like, your gut instinct is coming up. Your intuition, especially as a woman's intuition always knows, your intuition is telling you something. And there's nothing like a woman's intuition. You have to trust your gut. So if you're seeing somebody right now and there are certain things standing out to you that don't sit right with you, and maybe you're telling your friends or whatever, you're confiding in somebody and they're telling you, it's not a big deal, I really wouldn't stress about that. Like, they're just trying to really minimize it and make you feel like you're doing too much. Please, please, please do not value that advice. Please trust yourself. First things first, when it comes to just making decisions as an adult, the only way to do it is by trusting yourself. The only way that you should be making any decisions in life is by asking yourself, what feels right? What works for you? What doesn't work for you? Asking yourself, how do I actually feel? Like, how does this thing make me feel? You know, pay attention to those feelings. It's like I said in the beginning, like, this should be a huge indicator on how you feel about somebody. It shouldn't be about the surface level stuff. It shouldn't be about, you know, just what he looks like or how he acts. But the way that you feel about somebody should be based on how they actually make you feel. You know, do they make you feel like a priority? Do they make you feel, you know, like they're excited about you? Do they have urgency, you know, about you? Are they consistent with you? Those are the things that you should really be paying attention to, as opposed to somebody who's constantly telling you, I'm really busy. Like, this is why you haven't heard from them all week, because they keep saying, oh, I'm so busy. They text you once every 5 days, or they just text you the day of and say, oh, or what are you doing tonight? Like, they don't really put in that effort, or they're just not romantic when it comes to you. You have to pay attention to how these things make you feel. And if it feels like a red flag, it is a red flag. What have I said so many times? If it doesn't feel right, it isn't right. That's it. Don't let anybody else convince you otherwise. Let's go with that example of a man being low effort. Because I really think, like, so many women like guys that are low effort, but I really don't think that they actually like that guy. I don't even know how to fully explain what I'm trying to say, but I think that they don't actually like him. They like the potential. They like the idea. Like I said from the beginning, they romanticize. They like what could be. They value the attention that they get from that man. But when it comes down to it, when you look at your list of what you're looking for in a guy, and then you're collecting the data on this guy and say he's low effort and all that, this has to do with his character. This has to do with his values and his morals. This has to do with who he is as a man. He's not a man who makes effort. You know, he's not a man who is romantic, whatever the case is. So do you actually like him? Like, is that something that you actually want? I would say no, considering compare your lists and compare your notes versus comparing it to the data you're collecting on this guy. They're probably not going to line up. Because chances are, when you have your list of what you're looking for in a guy, you have things on there like makes effort, is romantic, and all that, right? So again, say for example, this is the guy's red flag. He's low effort. He can't make the plans. You know, he tells you, I'm bad at making plans. You try to get him to do the plan making once in a while, and then he picks a shitty place. You know, he's just like, we can go here. Like, and I don't even mean shitty place as in like cheap versus expensive. I don't mean that. I mean shitty places in like, he picks the place that's right next to his house that he goes to all the time. You know, like, he doesn't actually make an effort to like find a nice spot to take you to. He doesn't try to look in your area. He doesn't try to do anything different. He's just like, yeah, I live right near this Applebee's I go to all the time. Like, how about that? You know, like, he doesn't make the effort to make anything romantic for you. He definitely does not go the extra mile for you, right? So with that kind of red flag that's in front of your face, that right there tells you one of two things. One, it's either simply just how he feels about you, which would mean he's not that into you. Because you have to think about it like this. What would a man do for his dream woman? Like, what would he do? What wouldn't he do? You know, like, a man would go to the ends of the earth for his dream woman. A man would have no problem planning a nice dinner date for his dream woman. Point blank, okay? So that's the one of two things, is simply, it shows you how he feels about you, which is not very fond. You know, it's like you're certainly not his dream woman. Let's put it that way, because I'm pretty sure if Megan Fox or Kim Kardashian were trying to go out with this guy, he'd be pulling all the stops. He'd be like hiring a car service, you know, like getting a nice way there, you know, taking her to a nice place. Like, okay, so let's put that out there. Or the second option that it could tell you is just simply what kind of guy he is. You know, like, he just might be the kind of guy who doesn't care at all. He just might be the kind of guy who would rather a woman make the effort. Maybe he thinks he's the prize and he doesn't have to plan things. He thinks that you should be taking him out and you should be planning dates. Maybe he just feels like, you know, I've paid my dues. I've done enough. Like, I don't want to do that anymore. Like, I'm not into this kind of stuff. Maybe he just doesn't even value romance. You know, maybe he's the kind of guy who's just cool with, like, not being with anybody at all, or, you know, girlfriends come and go, because sometimes girls are, you know, the quote-unquote chill girl. You know, maybe that's what's always worked for him, being with the chill girl who doesn't ask for anything, who doesn't require much, and so that's just the kind of guy he is. He doesn't have to make that sort of effort. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around the weight of different stressors in life, and no matter how big or small, when we keep them bottled up, it could start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's not just for those who've experienced major trauma. Therapy can even be there to just empower you to be the best version of yourself, or to also help you practice setting and enforcing boundaries too. So if you've been thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists if need be at any time for no additional charge. Therapy has never been made so easy before. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/forthegirls today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/forthegirls. We're all girls here, so I think it's safe to say we all agree that we mostly look forward to going home every day simply so we could take our bras off. We wear bras because we have to, not because we want to. But today's sponsor, Honeylove, just might be the thing that changes that for you. Say goodbye to underwire and bulky fabrics that make you sweat. Honeylove has started a revolution of bras you actually want to wear. Their bras feature supportive bonding that eliminates the need for underwire altogether without sacrificing lift. Plus, they're made with fabric that's so soft, it'll feel like a second skin and you'll forget you're even wearing it. For a limited time, only you can get Honeylove on sale. Get 20% off your entire order with our exclusive link, honeylove.com/forthegirls. Support my show and check them out at honeylove.com/forthegirls. I personally started wearing Honeylove over the summer and was in shock of how comfortable I felt in their bra and shapewear. I'm a huge shapewear girly, especially for special occasions like a wedding, to wear under a dress, and sometimes they're just so uncomfortable, too tight, they roll down, they roll up, and end up becoming more of a burden than anything else. But I felt so confident wearing Honeylove. It was a totally new experience for me, and now I swear by them. So treat yourself to the best bras on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/forthegirls. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. That's honeylove.com/forthegirls. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support my show and tell them I sent you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it. So yeah, it's one of those two things. Either he would be the kind of guy to make the plans, he would be the kind of guy to make effort, but he's not into you enough, or he's the kind of guy who just simply doesn't care. He just isn't the kind of guy who makes effort of the, you know, that sort. So those two things right there are valid enough for you to not, you know, to not feel right about it. These are strong enough reasons to feel off. These are big enough things to consider red flags. Whereas you might have somebody telling you, like, you're blowing it out of proportion. So what? He picked a place by his house. Who cares? It's not a big deal. Give him a chance. Like, you know, they might be trying to minimize what, you know, how big of a deal it actually is. Whereas the truth is, if it stands out to you, then it matters. And that's it. That's what makes it valid, because it matters to you. Or forget even like the friends chiming in. Maybe you are just putting so much value in the attention you're getting from him, so you continue speaking to him despite not feeling good about it. Like, yeah, but no one else is asking me out, so I might as well take what I could get. No one else is texting me, so whatever, I might as well just keep talking to him. I'll just see where it goes. Maybe the next date will be better. Like, maybe, you know, he'll improve. Whatever the case is, you're putting the value in the wrong things. You're not paying attention to your own lists. You're not paying attention to your own notes. You're not paying attention to your needs, to what you want. You know, like, the data you're collecting would have you doing otherwise if you paid attention to these things. Because this is what I'm saying, like, dating should be about nothing more than looking at these things and observing them and paying attention to how they align with your wants, your needs, your desires, your goals for a relationship. So when you're doing that, and then like looking at the bigger picture, it's like, okay, yeah, this guy's texting me. Yeah, he's giving me attention. Yeah, he's asking me out, but it's not aligned with what I actually want. So I'm gonna have to let this thing go. But instead, you know, you are putting the value in the wrong place. So that's what I was trying to say when I'm like, I don't even think that girls actually like that low effort man. I think they just like the idea, or they like the potential, or they like the surface level things. You know, he's funny, he's charming, he's cute. Yeah, I could see myself with him. I like his lifestyle. I could see myself being a part of his lifestyle, whatever the case is. Go back to your notes. Go back to the drawing board. Pay attention to what makes you feel good and what makes you feel bad. Chances are you don't actually like that low effort man. And those red flags are actually red. So let's keep them red instead of trying to repaint over them green. Now, it's also not to say that you can't or shouldn't tell a guy about these feelings. Like, I'm not necessarily saying that you have to end things off the bat. Because sometimes, in some cases, you can communicate first. So I'm not saying that you can't or shouldn't tell a guy, like, this is what I like, this is what I don't like, this is what I want to change. It's actually not the case at all, because I think communicating is very important. I think communication is like the number one thing in dating. I've been talking about that. I've been saying, like, I think communication should be something that you work on and prioritize from literally day one, from that first date. I think being able to verbalize your needs is extremely important. Being able to verbalize what's working and what's not working for you should be something that you are confident and comfortable doing. I also think communication is so important in general, just because if you girls listen to that episode I did with Alana Dunn, what was the name of it? The episode is like From Single to Secure Relationship, something of the sort. But if you look at my podcast, you'll see a couple months ago, I interviewed Alana Dunn, and she shared a story. We were talking about anxiety. Oh, I think it was like From Anxious Dating to Secure Relationship. I think that was the title of the episode. But we were talking about anxiety and dating and assuming rather than communicating. And she shared a little anecdote, a little story time about her friends who are now, I don't know if they're engaged or married, but they're at least in a relationship of some sort. And on their first date, they had already known each other prior. They were already friends or like within the same friend group or just like mutuals, whatever the case is. So he asked her on a date and they both didn't know how the other was feeling. Like, he asked her to dinner. Let's put it that way. He didn't ask her to go specifically on a date. He asked her to get dinner with him. So in both of their minds, they were like, I don't know if this is going to be really a date or if the other is seeing this as just a friend thing since we are kind of friends. So they both made assumptions in their own head, which literally combated each other. They went against each other without even realizing, because she said, okay, I don't know if this is a date or not, so I'm going to offer to split the bill. If he accepts and lets me split the bill, then that means he sees this as just a friend thing. If he doesn't accept, then that means that this is a date. He said, okay, I don't know if she's seeing this as a friend thing, so I'm going to wait to see if she offers to split the bill. If she offers to split the bill, that means she sees this as a friend thing. If she doesn't, then that means that she let me just take her out to dinner. So she offered to test him to see if he would accept or not, to see if this is a friend thing or a date. And now he said, okay, she offered, which means she sees this as a friend thing, so I'm just going to accept. So now that he accepted, she saw it as a friend thing because he saw it as a friend. Like, they basically had their own logic and assumptions work against each other when they could have just communicated. They could have just clarified this in the first place. So I'm only sharing that story, not that it's relevant to this specific topic, but because I do firmly believe in communication from literally day one. But, of course there's a but. I do think that it's important to keep in mind, like, are these simple things that can or will change? Or is this just someone's character and they are just simply not the guy that you are looking for? Like, that is a question to ask, because you have to be able to have the awareness to say, like, you know, I can verbalize and communicate with this person what's lacking for me and what I might need them to work on or change. But if this is something that's like seriously a characteristic of their, like this is just who they are as a person, is that, you know, like, is that really worth trying to do? Like, is it necessary to try to change this man, to try to change who he is? Especially considering it's like a new connection. You just went on one or two dates. You don't have much stock in this person. You know, there's not even that sort of relationship equity there. So you really have nothing to lose. It's a borderline stranger at this point. So is it necessary to really try to change him? Or are you just better off finding someone else who just is the kind of guy you're looking for? Someone who just does whatever it is that you need. You have to be able to answer the question of, is this discrepancy altogether just a lack of compatibility? You know, like, do we just have different values altogether? Do our personalities just clash altogether? Are we just not the right fit for each other, and one of us would have to change into an entirely different person in order for us to actually be a match, you know? Or is it something simple? Like, you know, maybe it is the low effort thing, or, you know, it might be little things here and there. Like, he might not even have noticed that he wasn't making the certain amount of effort that you were looking for. Like, maybe, you know, he's not used to picking girls up, because maybe most girls that he meets through dating apps would rather meet him at the restaurant. So he didn't go ahead and offer to pick you up and give you a ride because he's just not used to it. And, you know, you could have offered and said, like, or not offered, you could have asked and said, like, do you mind picking me up? And then see how he responds to that. That would be a perfect example of observing and collecting data. Because would he say, like, no, like, I'm not going to pick you up? Or would he say, like, oh yeah, I'm sorry, I didn't even offer. Like, of course I'll pick you up, you know? These are things that you can pay attention to see and observe the type of person that he is, to collect that evidence. I actually have, like, multiple. Okay, I'm, like, going into the archives in my brain right now. I feel like I have 4 different examples and only one actually worked out and was somebody that I continued to see, as opposed to everybody else was like done after that. So the first guy, somebody I went on a first date with, we went somewhere really close near me, so I actually walked to the restaurant. And then when we had planned a second date, he planned it a little closer near him, and I was like, okay, well, obviously I'm not gonna walk there, but I also don't want to drive, and I also don't want to have to get my own Uber. So I asked him, like, you know, when he made the plans, I was like, yeah, sure, that sounds great, but do you mind picking me up, because that's closer to you? I didn't even suggest about myself getting there. It was just like, the first date was right near me, fine, it was literally down the block, I walked. The second date, sure, like, you want me to come near you, I'll come, but, like, do you mind picking me up, you know? And because I think, you know, I was polite about it and whatever, and he just didn't even think twice about it because, you know, it wasn't the dynamic for the first date. He was, like, really receptive to that. He was like, oh, yeah, of course, no problem. He was like, I feel like that's so old school. Like, I can tell you're an old soul, like, you know, or more traditional, whatever the case was. I don't remember exactly because it was so long ago. But he said something along the lines of it being, like, old school. He never sees that anymore. He hasn't, like, actually picked up a girl from her house in a long time. And I was like, oh, yeah, like, all my dates always pick me up. He was like, oh, okay, good to know for future reference. Also, spoiler alert, we literally never went out again after that second date. So had nothing to do with the picking up thing, but for other reasons, it didn't work out. But that's just one example. Other examples, it did not work out. 3 different guys I can think about where this was like a thing. Oh my God. I feel like I might have shared the stories on here. I don't know if they were on the podcast or if they were just on TikTok, because I definitely talked about them all on TikTok. One guy was for a second date, and this was a guy who was like much older than me. I'm talking, I think he was like 40 or 41. I think we're like 13 years apart. And he came to me for a first date, and he lives about an hour away. Now, this is somebody who came barking up my tree, okay? Like, I did not seek out this man. He came back around. He was somebody from the past. You know, he failed the first time, and then he wanted to try to redeem himself the second time. So he took me out. That was fine. But then for the second date, he was like, yeah, I want you to come by me. So I was like, oh no, like, you live an hour away. I don't like to drive at night, which I don't. That's actually true. I wasn't just making that up. I'm like, I don't like to drive at night. And I'm also obviously not taking an hour long Uber like to come to you. And he like went off on me. He like flipped out. He's like, well, you know, you like a guy who makes effort and I like a girl who makes effort. So if you want to continue this with me, then you're going to come to me for the second date. And I literally blocked his number, blocked his Instagram, never spoke to him again. Like, I don't know who the fuck he thought he was talking to, but he picked the wrong girl because like that was just never going to happen. It's so amazing how I literally met my boyfriend only a few weeks after that. This was literally January of 2023. So I met my boyfriend shortly after that. Never once to this day. We are together for a fucking year. We've been seeing each other for over a year at this point. Never once, not a single time. And we go on dates every single week. He has never once asked me to drive to him ever. Like, it just, you have to just stick to what you want, okay? You have to just go back to your list, make your observations, okay? Collect that data, collect that evidence, and pay attention. When that guy said to me, oh, he sent me some, like, nasty text going off on me. He's like, he said something like, you're gonna drive to me, end of story. He definitely said end of story. And I literally was like, joke's on you, because that is the end of the fucking story. You will literally never hear from me again. You might as well think I died after today. Like, I didn't even reply. Straight up ignored, blocked, deleted, goodbye. Like, such a fucking loser. And then, yeah, the other two guys I never even actually met. They're both first date guys. One wanted me to meet him in the city. Mind you, I lived in Jersey, and he was, like, suggesting I take the train. The kid literally sent me the map of the train, and he was like, yeah, it's only, like, $3. You know, you could just take this train route. I'm like, I'm gonna take the train in New York City by myself as a woman, dressed up, you know, heels, makeup, looking nice with my purse on, by myself on a Saturday, you know, 9 o'clock. Like, what? Like, what kind of man are you? Like, do you even know, like, you live in the city, do you even know what goes on in the city? So that right there was a big no. I was just like, yeah, no, we are not aligned in what we're looking for, so goodbye, because my man would never put me at risk and tell me to take a train to meet him. If you wanna meet me that bad, then you could put yourself on the damn trains, come to me, because that was absolutely not happening. And then the other guy actually canceled on me when I asked him to drive. Like, we had the plans. Of course, yet again, another one who wanted me to go near him. And I'm like, sure, I'll come near you, but do you mind picking me up? And he was like, oh, where do you live? So I told him where I lived. And he was like, oh, okay, yeah, no problem. I'm like, okay, whatever, that worked out. And then half an hour later, he texted me and was like, hey, something came up with my sister. I have to reschedule. I have to, like, go handle something with her. I literally was like, good fucking bye. I didn't answer him either. Ignored, blocked, goodbye, never spoke to him again. Yeah, he just wasn't, no. So that was that. And people want to know why I'm obsessed with my man. Why am I obsessed with my man? Because look at the fucking losers out there. And he is just perfect. I'm sorry. He's just perfect. Everybody else loses. I win because he's perfect. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Honestly, I don't even know how I ended up here in this part of the tangent, but I think what my original point was is, like, you can raise your questions and concerns to them. You can ask them these questions. You can tell them what's lacking or what you need, but you have to make sure that it's something trivial and simple that can change or will change with maturity. And it's not just who that man is. You know, like, to use my boyfriend for example, these are things I never had to ask for because it's just who he is to his core. He's a gentleman, so picking me up was never even a question. It was just something that he had done. The first guy I mentioned, yeah, it was a question, but he was cool about it. You know, he was fine with it. He didn't give me a hard time, but it just wasn't his natural way. That's okay. It's not always somebody's natural way, but as long as they're willing, you know, to make that change and match your energy or, like, meet your needs is what I more so mean to say. Cool. That's fine. What about the other three guys? Hopeless. Fucking hopeless. It's so clear. It's so vividly and abundantly clear why they are single, especially the one who went off on me that's like 41 years old. Yeah, not shocking. You're single for this very reason. Yelling at me because I didn't want to drive at night an hour to you when I'm not even the one pursuing you. You are pursuing me. So, like, if this is how you planned on doing it, you know, we weren't going to make it very far. So yeah, these guys are just hopeless. It's who they are. For the other two, you know, we had never met before. So maybe, you know, in their defense, if I were to see it from their perspective, they're like, well, I'm not going to go out of my way to drive to her if I, you know, never met her, if I don't know her. And that's perfectly fine. But that just validates that original point, which is like, they don't like you enough, you know? For them, they didn't know me enough, so it wasn't worth it to them. But I think if maybe I was someone that they really, truly liked, maybe there could have been hope for them. I mean, I don't know. I don't know them personally to know if it's who they are as men or if it's just a matter of them not liking me enough. But it goes back to my original two points. It either tells you how they feel about you or it tells you what kind of guy he is. It's that simple. And another thing that is really important to note is when you do start liking, you know, a guy, say that you went on a first date and you really liked him and you're excited about him and now you're going on to the second, or you already went on two and you're going on to the third, whatever the case is. Once you start liking a guy, please do not lower your standards. This all ties into this because you have to pay attention, you know, to, like I've been saying throughout this whole episode, to them. Like, you know, you're taking those notes, you're collecting that data, you're paying attention to the green flags and the red flags. If there are certain things that you don't like a certain date you don't want to go on, like, tell them. If there's certain things that don't feel right to you, don't start lowering your standards because you like them and because you feel like, oh, you know, like, it's actually not the end of the world if I just accept X, Y, and Z. Like, you're going to only receive what you accept. So if you want to receive the romance, the grand gestures, that has to be the only thing that you accept. Whereas if you start accepting low effort, somebody, you know, kind of showing you that they're not even all that interested in you, somebody overstepping your boundaries, somebody not respecting you, somebody making you feel uncomfortable or pushing you to do things that you're not ready for, whatever the case is, do not be afraid to reject that. Do not be afraid to say no. Do not start lowering your standards once you start liking a guy. I'm going to give you an example based on someone that was commenting me on TikTok. So I had a girl comment one of my dating advice videos saying something like, what if they keep asking you to come over, but you never even kissed them yet and you've already gone on 6 dates? So I asked her to clarify. I was like, what does that mean? Does that mean that you don't want to kiss them? Does that mean that you like them, don't like them? Like, you've gone on 6 dates, you've never kissed yet. They're asking you to come over, but you keep saying no. Like, I don't understand the context. So she said, no, I want to kiss him. Like, I like him. But I feel like going over his house indicates sleeping with him or them getting the idea of, like, us being even more intimate. Like, am I wrong? Isn't it too early? Like, we literally never even kissed yet. So why would I feel comfortable going over your house where things get even more, you know, like, frisky in that sense? Like, she'd rather, you know, go out on dates with him and have a first kiss out and get more comfortable with him before actually going to his house, which I completely agree on. So I did make a whole video talking about, like, I am team no house dates. This is just my opinion, but I would not do house dates with someone I'm not exclusive with. I wouldn't go over your house if you're just someone that I'm casually seeing and we have not had a conversation of, like, you know, being exclusive. Like, if I'm still open to seeing other people and you're still open to seeing other people, why would we go over each other's house? Like, that is when things get too intimate, too close. Like, I just wouldn't do that. I am against that. And so she had commented back saying, like, oh my God, thank you for giving, you know, your input. I really wanted, you know, to know what you have to say. I feel so relieved because I said no to going over his house. And then in turn, he canceled the date altogether and we haven't talked since. Like, that was it. He canceled the date. He canceled even hanging out with her, spending time with her, taking her out because she wouldn't go over his house, and stopped talking to her after that. And this is a prime example of why you stick to your guns. This is why you do not lower your standards for fucking anybody. I don't care who they are. If this woman would have lowered her standards, what do you think would have happened? She would have been so upset, so disappointed with herself. She would have been in such an uncomfortable situation. And listen, it wouldn't be her fault. I can like almost hear it coming out as if like I would be blaming her. I wouldn't be. It's not that it's her fault, but she would have put herself in a situation that she knew better not to put herself into. Like she should have said no, or like say that she did end up going, or then things went exactly how she knew they were going to go. She would have in turn regretted not trusting her gut. She would have been like, I should have listened to my intuition. I shouldn't have gone. I should have said no. I should have stuck to my guns. I should have stuck to my own morals, my own values. I should have stuck to what I'm looking for in a man. You know, like this is why I say all you should be doing in this phase is collecting data. Are they what you're looking for, or are they not? It is that black and white. It is that simple. And this man showed her that he's not. What have I said since the beginning? Show me who you are and I will tell you if it's what I'm looking for. This man showed her it is not what she is looking for. Clearly, he did not have good intentions with her. Clearly, inviting her over was a big red flag. And she paid attention to that red flag. I can almost guarantee, because she said, you know, I was so confused, I wanted your input. I can almost guarantee that she had, you know, maybe friends or other people in her ear telling her, like, just go, you know, it won't be bad, just do it. Like, clearly she was, you know, having a hard time making the decision. And I am glad that I got to her comment with enough time. I'm glad that I, you know, got back to her fast enough before, you know, it was too late. But she probably was really conflicted of like, should I or shouldn't I? When to me, what have I said on TikTok from 2 years ago? If it's not a fuck yes, it's a no. You know, so if you are conflicted, if you're like, should I or shouldn't I? That to me is already enough of an indication for it to be a no. Because to me, it's as clear as that. Like, you'll know if it's a yes. So if it's a maybe, if it's an I don't know, if it's a it's hard to decide, then it's clearly not a yes, right? It has to be a fuck yes. It has to be an all the way yes. It has to be, I am 100% certain that I feel good about this. This feels right to me. Yes, yes. This aligns with what I'm looking for. This evidence and this data that I'm collecting lines up with the notes that I've been taking of what I want in a man. This lines up with what I value. So if it's not that, if it's confusion, if it's uncertainty, if it's insecurity, if it's conflict of, you know, I don't want to say no because then he's not going to like me, that right there is not a strong enough conviction to do something. That is actually the complete opposite. That to me is a strong enough conviction that it is a fuck no. So my point is, do not start lowering your standards just because you've been on a few dates. She's like, yeah, I like this guy. Yeah, I want to kiss this guy. But I don't feel comfortable going over his house yet. And I'm so glad that she stuck to that, because now she sees, actually, I don't like this guy. Actually, I'm glad I didn't even kiss this guy at all. So if right now you feel confused, if you feel like you're in a position where you kind of like someone, but maybe your morals are being questioned, or you're being, you know, swayed or pulled in different directions and you have confusion, please let this be your sign. Like, let this be your message. Let me be your voice of reason, if anything at all, that like, you're going to be okay without this person. You don't need to be picked by this person. You don't need to do something to make sure that they like you. You see how she said, I said no to going over his house and now he deaded me, basically. He canceled the date. We never spoke since. That man did her a favor. That was a blessing in disguise. Like, trust me when I say that that worked out in her favor. Even if at the forefront, you might be like upset that they stopped talking to you. You might be like, oh, but I really liked him. I can't believe I messed it up. You can't mess anything up. You cannot mess up what is meant to be. It's just simply not possible. If this is going to be your person, then how could you mess it up? And the right person would never put you in a position that makes you feel uncomfortable. Use my example of the guy who was trying to force me to go to him when I straight up told him I don't feel comfortable doing that. I literally said, I don't like to drive at night. I don't feel safe. I don't feel comfortable. And the second that a woman tells you that she doesn't feel safe or comfortable, that should be the end of that. That should be it. Your job as a man, in my opinion, is to make that woman feel safe and comfortable. That is your job, for your woman to feel safe and comfortable in your presence, which is why I would never be his woman, which is why he would never have someone like me, because you couldn't make me feel safe and comfortable in your presence. You should be such a man that your woman would follow you blindly. But instead, if he knows he's making you feel uncomfortable and he's pressuring you for his benefit, for his gain, that is not your man, and you have quite literally nothing to lose. So do not be afraid to let them walk away. Do not be afraid to let them remove themselves from your life. Quite frankly, you should be thanking them. It is that simple. So no matter what you have going on, no matter how much you like this guy, no matter how far along your situationship is going, that's not what we want. 2024 is about serious relationships. It's about true commitment. It's about two partners coexisting in harmony. It's about making each other feel safe and comfortable and confident. It's about being aligned with your partner. And it's in no way, shape, or form, and at no point in time should you ever feel like you have to compromise your values, your morals, your character, your integrity. Never, okay? So please remember, dating is about collecting data. That is it, especially non-exclusive dating. You do you, let them do them, let them show you who they are, and then you decide if that's what you're looking for. And that's it. That's all we have for today. Thank you, girls, so much for listening. Until next time, girls.
Hey, I'm Charlene Joint, and you may remember me from season 18 of The Bachelor, and this is my husband, Andy.
Hello.
Together, we host Dear Shandy, a relationship podcast where we answer all your burning relationship questions and satisfy your guilty pleasure, aka bachelor needs.
Not only do we provide the best bachelor recaps in all the land,
so we're told,
but we even bring on your favorite couples from Bachelor Nation for live double dates.
Subscribe to Dear Shandy. We guarantee belly laughs, razor-sharp advice, and to never take ourselves too seriously.